5 years ago, the band Sad Daddy, comprised of Melissa Carper on stand-up bass, Joe Sundell on banjo, and Brian Martin on guitar, came together as a group and released an album. A few years later, the band cooled off when Carper and Sundell moved to Austin, Texas. But earlier this year, the group was again together in the Ozarks, and they added a fourth member, Rebecca Patek, on fiddle. On a hot Sunday in August, the three original members of Sad Daddy joined Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk about music and to play a few songs. They began by playing their original song, On the Mountainside.
Shook the leaves on every tree in the country where my true love waits for me. On a mountainside where the river faces a big old sky, wide open spaces. There everything's so crowded, you just think it's gonna buzz. And this big old iron world has turned to rust. Cross that borderline. This Texas town so dusty, I can barely breathe at all, and I hear the sound of the rushing waters call. On a mountainside where the river faces a big old sky, wide open spaces. There everything's so crowded, you just think it's gonna burst. And this big old round world has turned to rust.
That was fantastic, y'all.
Hey, thanks, Timothy.
What's the story behind that song?
Well, I lived in Austin for about 5 years, and I just got so tired of all the traffic and everything up there or down there. And, you know, I would always come up and visit Arkansas. I'm from here. And then, you know, it just felt so good being up here. I eventually moved back. So it's kind of a song about that, moving back home.
So you and Melissa were both down in Austin for a while, right?
That's right.
How difficult was it to manage having gigs living, you know, thousands of miles apart?
We didn't play too often, I guess. I mean, in the summertime. And then there was the summer of Sad Daddy Light. That was without me.
Yeah. So that's when we really shined.
So how long have y'all been playing together?
2010, I believe, right? That's when we... Yeah. We got together and then quickly made a record in a matter of days. And
that's right.
Been touring on it since.
And you're touring right now?
Somewhat. We're doing the few and far between tour.
Few and far between?
Yeah, it works for us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, speaking of your album, I'm just curious, where did the Sad Catfish come from?
I have a buddy down in Hot Springs named Trey Stillman. He's a tattoo artist, and we basically gave him the idea of the band and the name and said, do what you want to do with it. And that's what he came up with. So
where'd the name come from?
The name, another friend of mine, every time he'd see like a big snake or a big fish or a big four-wheel drive truck, he'd just call it a Sad Daddy. And I liked the way he said it, so I said, all right, well, make that a band name one day. And here we are.
So y'all have an old-timey sound. Where did that sound come from? I mean, how did it coalesce?
I think, we all just kind of have our various backgrounds. I mean, I know I grew up playing music with my family. We did kind of folk music, I guess you might say. And then I think we all, have a fondness for the old jazz and swing and stuff. Yeah. I feel like that's a big part of Sad Daddy, some of the New Orleans music. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how it happened.
So how long have y'all individually been playing music?
Once again, math. I've been playing probably 18, 20 years now, I guess, maybe. Just playing since I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about the same for me. Yeah, it started when I was in junior high. So
I started when I was about 7.
So have all of y'all been writing music as long as you've been playing it?
Not exactly. I started playing, like folk music, I guess, old traditionals and stuff. So wouldn't for another 5-10 years that I really started to try to write my own songs.
Yeah, I didn't start writing until my 20s. And I didn't become
80 years
prolific
ago.
Until...
until yesterday.
Yeah.
I realized once I wasn't going to be the next Jimi Hendrix, I figured, well, I better come up with something else I can do. And luckily, I just liked writing ideas and turning them into something, so.
So whenever it comes to writing songs for the band as a whole, I mean, how does that usually work out? Is it just someone bringing an idea of lyrics or a tune and you just kind of work on it together, or how does it work out?
I would say most all of Sad Daddy's songs, the songwriter, and who's usually does the lead singing, brings the song pretty much completed. Typically, we might do a little bit of arranging, but
yeah,
it's
besides arrangement. You guys have helped me out with a couple of my songs.
Mm-hmm.
Eva did not have a bridge until Sad Daddy.
That's right.
I gave her a word once to use.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Most of our co-writing efforts have ended with like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Fist fights.
Yeah. So.
When do you know that you have a song that's ready to be brought out to the world, be performed in front of other people?
I tend to just throw them out there, and then that's when you realize that they really need improvement. The audience mm-hmm. will let you know if it's not any good.
How do they let you know that?
Oh, just lots of boos, and they boo a lot, and they throw $20 bills at me.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two.
Well, I know I've seen y'all play at least two different types of places. I've seen you play at Fayetteville Underground, and I've seen you play at Maxine's. You've got a show coming up at Smoke and Barrel. What's your favorite type or size of venue to play at?
I would say that we've mostly been playing clubs like the size of Chelsea's, Maxine's.
Typical, yeah.
But we would love to start doing more house concerts and listening room shows.
I think house concerts work good for us because there's a certain interplay amongst the band on stage that you can really capture better if it's a smaller room where people are tuning in and they want to hear that part of it. So I like that. I like playing farmers markets better. I think for the style of music we do, it's a lot more fun to do that kind of energy out there.
Brian likes playing the farmers markets that start at like 1:30.
Yeah,
the afternoon
farmers markets, yeah.
So what is it about farmers markets that you like so much other than the atmosphere?
Sober people, mostly.
Kids.
Yeah, kids, dogs, it's the flip side of the late night bar crowd. I don't know, fresh vegetables. It's just
if you're out there listening and you're somebody that likes to drink a lot at bars, you might not realize it, but you probably act like an idiot sometimes. And especially when you talk to the band.
So do you feel like your music is something that has an appeal for everyone of all age or cultural stripes?
Definitely.
Yeah, we have little kids love it. Old folks love it. I think it's good dance music, you know. It's just old timey dance music, and I don't know. Yeah, we don't really have a typical type of audience, I would say. Especially down in Shreveport, we played down there. We had all types of people just in the audience singing along. It was like when they did We Are the World, mm-hmm. and all those stars got together. It's just like that.
So y'all have recently added a new member to your band who isn't here today. How has that changed how you play songs that you've already written, and kind of how has it affected the way you write songs now?
I don't know if it's changed the songwriting any. It definitely gives us more opportunities to have a different kind of feel in places. I get to play less solos, which is always a good thing. But it's just a pretty instrument, you know, when you put a fiddle in there, and it just adds a little different dynamic to it. But it didn't really change the writing, I don't think, I'd say.
How would y'all decide to add Rebecca to the lineup?
Well, when Melissa and I were living in Austin, we were sort of looking for the best musician in Austin that we could convince to move back to Arkansas. And we found Rebecca. She, speaking of farmers markets, we actually met Rebecca at a farmers market. Melissa and I were doing some busking, and Rebecca just came up and said, "Hey, can I play with y'all?" And normally we would have said no, but for some reason she looked like she knew what she was doing, so we were like, "Yeah, okay." And she did. And it's just been ice cream sandwiches and rainbows ever since. It's been amazing.
So what's on the near horizon for Sad Daddy?
We're hoping to take some of the newer songs we have and throw a record together again late summer, early fall, late fall, whenever we can get all our schedules together. But I think we have the material, and we have enough to make it a really good follow-up. We just had to put it all together and throw some money behind it. So I think that's the next thing we got going.
Well, y'all want to play another song?
Sure.
Georgetown, one stop of deep fried catfish you can't tell. Straight from the river to the flame in the pot, mix stuff your mouth till you about dry. Then Joanne owns that place. Miss Judy such a play with a smiling face. Jeannie's in the kitchen laying them face. Courtney and Roy rhyme up in the dish. Grandma Bonnie's in the corner seat, watching all the out of town of Z. $7.99, you can get your fill of a down home deep fried finger licking meal. Say, let's all go to Georgetown, one stop of deep fried catfish you can't top. Straight from the river to the flame in the pot, stuff your mouth until you about drop. Catfish junkies and coleslaw fiends, hush puppy addicts, if you know what I mean. They chug mason jars full of sweet iced tea, like an SUV, it chug gasoline. One road in is one road out, just one taste to leave no doubt. If you get a little lost, roll down the window, cause you don't need a map just to follow your nose. Let's all go to Georgetown, one stop for deep fried catfish you can't tie. Straight from the river to the flame in the pot, make stuff your mouth till you bow dry.
horse town. Folks come gather from miles around, farmers and city folks and fishermen, and the college kids come in a caravan. Let's all go to Georgetown, one stop, a deep fried catfish you can't top. Straight from the river to the flame in the pot, make it stuff your mouth until you bound dry. Take Highway 167 north from Little Rock, Arkansas. You go up to Kinzie, you hang a right. You go down to West Point, you hang a left. Georgetown, 12 miles into the road. It's my family's place, I leave a big old tip. I promise the food and service is worth the whole trip. And take your photo to add to the decor. And don't forget your blow pop on the way out the door. Say, let's all go to Georgetown, one stop, a deep fried catfish you can't top. Straight from the river to the flame in the pot. Stuff your mouth until you about drop.
That was Melissa Carper on bass, Brian Martin on guitar, and Joe Sundell on banjo. Together they make the group Sad Daddy. They'll play in Fayetteville next weekend at 9 p.m. September 11th at Smoke and Barrel Tavern.